Hello and welcome to today's Tapping in Action presentation. This is a powerful part of the course where you can listen in as I work with people on a variety of issues regarding finances, abundance, personal fulfillment, and more. I encourage you to have a pen and paper handy as you listen in and make note of any ideas, events, memories, or other insights that come up for you as you hear me working with people. Also, be sure to tap along when we tap. Even if the issue isn't exactly your issue, there's a powerful process called borrowing benefits, where your issue can be cleared just by tapping along with someone else. Let's go listen in and tap.
We'll start with Fiona in Hollis Hills. And Fiona asked a question that I get a lot. And she says, I'm still struggling with negative statements for tapping. I find myself denying the sayings, but can still feel release. Would you briefly re-explain the logic of stating negatives? In all my practices, hypnosis, NLP coaching, etc., I've always taken pains to use only positive suggestions and reinforcements. I can feel the tapping working. I guess I just need reassurance and thought others may as well. Thanks. You're welcome, Fiona, and a great question. And I love that you comment that you feel the tapping working, right? So there's something happening here. And I understand where people get stuck sometimes. You know, we've learned so much information about positive thinking. If you've seen the movie The Secret, if you've studied the Law of Attraction, it says, okay, think positive, think positive. And, you know, the philosophy with an EFT is we're not saying not to think positive, not at all. In fact, I think there's tremendous power in taking in the good in life and having positive thoughts. But what we're saying is that let's use this tapping for a short period of time to accept how we actually feel, to address how we feel, to address the emotions in our body, and then feel the positive. You know, if someone comes up and slaps you in the face, your first emotion is likely going to be anger, right? And that's okay to feel. That's a human emotion. We're really accepting ourselves as humans with this process. We're understanding the mechanisms. You know, I talked a lot in the original webinar about the fight or flight response, that stress response in the body. We're acknowledging that it is real, that it happens. We get stressed. We think negative thoughts. We have this negative bias. We're doing the tapping to calm that amygdala, to tell it that it's safe, to tell it that it's okay, to rewire the brain and the way it works. And as you can see, Fiona, it's working. And I think that's really the most powerful part, that you can feel the release, that you're not just saying negatives for the rest of your life. You are focusing on it, feeling the release, and then moving forward. So thanks for that great question. Kelly says, sometimes I wake up with anxiety about all I need to do for the day. Some of the anxiety is even blown way out of proportion. But what about those days I wake up feeling great? Should I still do the tapping on those days? If so, what do I tap about? Great question. You know, in the same vein of the first question, if you're feeling great, you can do the tapping to tap in the positive. You can do the tapping to feel the good in your body. And it actually can be a really powerful process to take advantage of those moments when you're feeling good, to notice them. When you tap on them, when you notice them, when you ground yourself with it, when you feel those positive feelings in your body, you are, in effect, retraining your brain to work that way. We've been thinking very differently for a long time. You know, one of the things that I see with a lot of people is that we tend to have this white pill mentality that, okay, the tapping is great and it works fast and we know this and we feel a shift and a release, but we expect that everything will be fixed tomorrow, right? That all the things that we've been thinking for 50 years are just going to stop tomorrow. And they're not. We need to retrain our brains. All right, let's see. Maki says, I enrolled to the seminar more for the personal fulfillment since I don't stress about my bills. I always have more than enough money to pay them. I kind of felt like I didn't relate much in the first module because when I get a bill, I just see it as a task to take care of. Will I be able to relate more in the future sessions for my own purpose? Thank you so much. I love hearing you guys. Thank you, Maki, and that is a great question. And the reason I brought this up to answer is that it's a good preparation for the whole course. And here's what's going to happen in the course, right? There's going to be one week that is just going to smack you around. Oh, my gosh, this week, these are your issues. And it's so evident and strong, and it's going to give you awareness, and you're going to tap, and you're going to feel better, and you're going to have insights, and you're going to have all these breakthroughs. And there's going to be the next week where you feel good, and it's like, oh, okay, well, that was interesting, but it's not as powerful as a week before, right? And it's going to ebb and flow. We have 7 weeks. Everyone is different. What you'll also find, too, is some people get to the fourth week and realize that things they learned in the fourth week affected some of the things they were thinking about in the first week. Right? So as much as I tried to make this process sequential in a way, as we work through different ideas through the 7 weeks, it's not perfect because it's impossible to make it perfect for everyone. So be okay with the ebbs and flows. Be okay with what resonates and what doesn't resonate. And, you know, if there's a week that doesn't resonate as much, you listen to it. You get some insights. You go, okay, I'm pretty good in that area. Maybe you go back to a previous week where there's still some work to do. So, again, just because this is set up as a 7-week structure doesn't mean, you know, it's 7 days every week the topic is done and it's fixed forever. And there's a lot of ebb and flow to it. All right, April says, what do I do when I do the tapping and end up sobbing through it? It makes me not want to do the tapping because I end up so emotional. I totally understand that, April. I think there's a lot of power in being emotional. So what I would say is be patient. Do this for a couple more days. You might find that this is a big release that's happening. You might find that this is the first time in quite a while when you've allowed yourself to feel these feelings, to be honest about them. Your body's letting go. Your body's releasing them. Pay attention to how they're doing, and I think you're going to find that a shift starts happening. All right. Ferenc says, I've experienced much yawning during about half my tapping. Is there any significance to the yawning? Great question. The yawning, the burping, the sneezing, the body reactions, which a lot of people get, and yawning is very common, is just the way for the body to release energy. It means that you've been running this fight or flight response for a long time, and now your body's relaxing, and now your body's saying, ah, I can take a deep breath. So that's the yawning. It's a wonderful thing. I'm probably one of the only public speakers in the world who's happy when his audience is yawning because it means that we are releasing this tension. Tracy asks about the tapping. Do we swap sides halfway through, tap on both sides at once, etc.? You can tap with just one hand. You can tap with both hands. It really doesn't matter. There's some anecdotal evidence that says tapping on both sides can be a little more effective. So if you have two hands, go for it. All right, John says, sometimes when I choose, and I apologize if I'm going fast on these, it's just that I really want to get to the live calls. So just trying to give as much initial stuff for you here, and that way we can get to the live calls because that's where the real magic happens. John says, sometimes when I choose an issue to tap on, the charge is initially nothing while chopping, the karate chop point. Often as I tap a few rounds of points, it seems out of nowhere the floodgates open and it quickly becomes 8 or 10, often opening up other issues. Is this normal? Thanks so much. It is normal. It's especially normal, John, with a guy, right, where we tend to not be as good in feeling these emotional issues and being grounded in our bodies and really sensing how we feel. So I think it's fantastic that this is happening and it is absolutely normal. Along the same lines, Kiran from Mumbai says, I stream tears uncontrollably as soon as the tapping starts. I trust this is a way that my body is able to release the built-up stress. And Kiran also has frequent burps for several hours. Do these two symptoms indicate that I'm on my way to de-stressing? I believe that they do. And you can feel it in your body. Notice how you feel after those couple of hours. The yawning, the burping. I mean, I wish it was just yawning. The burping is never so nice. But it's energy releasing from the body. It's the body relaxing. All right. Allison says, what if I have many triggers about money? How do you know which to work on first? Should I work on each individually? We all have many triggers about money. So this isn't just like a one-sided issue. And this is what we're going to explore in the 7 weeks. We're going to clear as many as possible. And 3 months from now, you're going to find another one that you hadn't thought of. In terms of what to work on first, just use your intuition. You know, a lot of these questions can be answered with you know best. Use your intuition. This is such an intuitive process. If you've seen me tap live on stage, people often come up to me afterwards and say, oh my God, how'd you know how to go there and ask that question and do that? And you might experience that when we tap live. And the only answer I have is intuition. And, you know, I know that's not the most scientific answer, but it's the one that works for me. When I relax, when I trust myself, when I trust the process, know that everything's going to be well, that I'm going to find the right outcome, that intuition takes me to a good place. So as you're doing the tapping, use your intuition. Where do you want to go next? What feels right? You know, there isn't a right or wrong way to do this. I'm going to give you insights. I'm going to give you little tips and tricks, but don't get caught up in the language and the wording. Don't get caught up in it being right or wrong. Don't get caught up in saying, oh my gosh, I don't feel like I'm doing this perfectly. You know, a lot of people here might have learned about tapping a week ago. So this is a new process. I've been studying it now for over a decade, and I'm learning things every day about how to approach it, what works best, what works for me, what works for clients. So this is an ongoing process, and just be okay with that. I see a bunch of hands going up, and why don't we go right to the lines, and let's talk to Sally, who's in, I'm going to say it right, McMinnville. Is that McMinnville, Sally?
My phone says that. I'm actually in Portland, Oregon.
Ah, there we go. They see Portland would be a lot easier to say than McMinnville.
McMinnville is perfectly right, though.
Good, thank you. How are you doing tonight, Sally?
I'm doing fantastic. Love the call. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Excited. You know, it's been a long day, and as I'm sure it has for a lot of people listening, we're doing this 8 o'clock at night, and about half an hour before the call, I was feeling a little fatigued, and I said, I need to do some tapping and get going. So I did a little tapping, built up some energy, and then once the call starts and I'm with all of you, I feel fantastic and energized. So that's how I am.
Awesome.
So what's going on tonight? How can I help you?
Well, I have had a lot of optimism in my life, a lot of feeling that personal magic, getting what I want, doing what I want, having a great life. Last couple of years have just totally knocked me around. And I've lost my self-confidence regarding getting things done, regarding what I can do, and any of it. And the tapping has been fantastic, but there is something that is still a barrier, and I don't know what it is. I want to feel like I did when I was on top of the world, which has been most of my life.
Okay. So when did this all start?
It was about 2 years ago.
Okay. And what happened then?
A really, really horrendous set of a really bad breakup. I was lied to, et cetera, et cetera. Lost my money, lost everything, and have been really struggling to get it back and get back on top of it. Plus, I had a bad concussion last year. It's been one thing after another.
Okay. So here's what I'd like to do. And for everyone listening, just little pointers, because we're going to be talking about different things. In this case, we're talking about what is going on with Sally, and you might say, well, I had a different issue come up. How does this relate to me? Pay attention to where things and where there's synergies between them, and also just tap along with us, just tapping through the process through the night. You can do this great thing called borrowing benefits. You can set an intention for something in the evening that you want to clear. And let's do that now. And Sally, we can lead the energy with this. So let's all just take a deep breath together. And let it go. And just feeling really grounded and centered in your body. And everyone listening, hundreds of you out there, just pick one thing that is troubling you right now. One unanswered question, one specific thing that happened, an event. You know, whenever we can get more specific with tapping, we don't want to just say, life is tough or I'm stressed. What are you stressed about? What's the specific thing that's getting in your way? What's the thing that happened that you just can't stop thinking about, that you can't let go of? Just pick one thing and choose that, and then feel that in your body. Where is that event, emotion, memory, idea, belief in your body? And then ask yourself, how strong is it on a 0 to 10 scale, 10 being the strongest? So you've picked your thing. You felt it in your body. You've given it a number. You can write it down if you want. That can be helpful. And then just set it aside and just tap with us, and we'll check in along the way to see how that's clearing for you. So, Sally, you're familiar with the tapping? Have you been doing it for a while?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'd love for you to do is just start tapping through the points, and you can either start at the karate chop point or just the eyebrow, and just go through the points at your own pace. And everyone else listening, let's just tap along together. Again, going at your own pace. Don't worry if you miss a point. Don't have to get it perfect. And Sally, I want you to think back to 2 years ago and the breakup. Would you say that's what started this slide?
Yes.
Okay. And when you think of the breakup, what comes to mind?
That my financial troubles now are a result of that.
Okay. And why do you think that is?
Because what I had is gone. And it feels like because there was a long period of time that I was in that relationship, I wasn't taking care of my own financial resources.
Okay. Is there a moment when you think of the breakup, when you think about what happened, is there a moment in time that really stands out to you?
Yes, when I learned I was betrayed.
Okay. Where were you?
In my living room.
Okay. How do you feel in your body as you bring that memory up?
My gut hurts, my heart hurts, my back is tense.
0 to 10?
9.
Okay.
And I've done a lot of work on it.
Okay.
A lot of things.
So you're in your living room and just keep tapping through the points. Feel the tension in your stomach and your back and your heart. Describe the scene to me.
It's 4 a.m. I hadn't been sleeping for a couple of weeks. And my then partner came in and explained what was going on. And
so why is it 4 a.m.? Tell me what you're doing before this happened.
I wasn't able to sleep. I just had been sleeping on the sofa for a couple of weeks. And actually not sleeping on the sofa, being in the sofa at nighttime. And I was exhausted, pretty much.
And he walked in the room?
Yeah, he knew I wasn't sleeping and explained I had been having the feelings I had been having.
So what did he say?
He said that he had been with many women in the time we had been together.
How do you feel when you hear him say that?
Everything froze.
Okay.
It just, time stood still, and it pretty much dissociated.
Okay. So go to that moment. Feel grounded in your body. Do you feel yourself dissociating a little bit right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So take a deep breath and just feel strong and grounded and safe in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And just see this picture as a movie that's happening in front of you. You're lying on the couch. Did you sit up on the couch?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the first words he said?
No, I don't.
Okay. Keep tapping through the points and just see it as a movie and see him telling you that he'd been with many women. And just watch yourself. Can you see yourself freezing?
Yes.
Okay. Can you feel every muscle in your body tensing?
Actually, right now I'm feeling pretty cold, kind of reliving it. I think I was getting cold when I heard that.
Mm. So tapping through the points. And what's the emotion you feel right now?
I'm sort of blanking out on emotions right now. I think it just goes away, blocked sort of.
Yeah. All right, tapping on the side of the hand. Even though it's not safe to feel these emotions.
Even though it's not safe to feel these emotions.
I can't believe this happened.
I can't believe this happened.
I can't believe you said those things.
I can't believe he said those things.
I can't believe how he betrayed me.
I can't believe how he betrayed me.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I'm stuck.
Even though I'm stuck.
I'm frozen.
I'm frozen.
I'm feeling so much betrayal.
I'm feeling so much betrayal.
And I feel it in every cell in my body.
And I feel it in every cell in my body.
And I have no idea how to let it go.
And I have no idea how to let it go.
And I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I'm in shock.
Even though I'm in shock.
I can see myself in shock.
I can see myself in shock.
When I see him talking to me.
When I see him talking to me.
And telling me all these things.
And telling me all these things.
I can see this picture.
I can see this picture.
I can see myself disassociating.
I can see myself disassociating.
And I love, accept, and forgive myself.
And I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Eyebrow, this shock.
This shock.
Side of the eye, the shock of what he said.
The shock of what he said.
Under the eye, all this shock.
All this shock.
Under the nose, all this shock for what he said.
All this shock from what he said.
Under the mouth, how could he say this?
How could he say this?
Collarbone, how could he do these things?
How could he do these things?
Under the arm, this shock in my body.
This shock in my body.
Top of the head, it's safe to feel these feelings.
It's safe to feel these things.
Eyebrow, it's safe to feel these feelings.
It's safe to feel these feelings.
Side of the eye, how do I really feel?
How I really feel.
Under the eye, about what he did.
About what he did.
Under the nose, how do I really feel?
How do I really feel?
Under the mouth, about what he did.
About what he did.
Collarbone, all these feelings.
All these feelings.
Under the arm, all these stuck feelings in my body.
All these stuck feelings in my body.
Top of the head, feeling them now.
Feeling them now.
Deep breath. So what came up for you there?
Hate. Anger. bitterness.
Good. It's better than not feeling anything, right? So now you're feeling the feelings?
Yes.
Okay. Tap through the points. Tell me about the anger. Where is the anger in your body?
Chest and back and solar plexus.
Okay. So feel that anger. I just want to make a note and comment for everyone else because this is a common experience where we are not feeling things because guess what? It's not safe to feel them. And Sally, maybe part of you thought in that moment, well, if I really feel these feelings, I might just kill them, right? I might not be the way I want to be. I might not react in the way I want to react. And this is so much that I am just can't feel them. Freeze, disassociate. So, you know, the first question about being negative, we're not feeling this anger in order to feel it forever. We're feeling this anger because it is right, deserved, honest, fair, and then we'll see where it takes us. So feel that anger in your body. How strong is it, 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Tap in the side of the hand. Even though I have all this anger in my body.
Even though I have all this anger in my body.
All this rage.
All of this rage.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I have all this rage in my body.
Even though I have all of this rage in my body.
All this hate.
All of this hate.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I have all this rage in my body.
Even though I have all this rage in my body.
I choose to feel it.
I choose to feel it.
I choose to express it.
I choose to express it.
And I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Eyebrow, this rage in my body.
This rage in my body.
Side of the eye, all this rage.
All this rage.
Under the eye, all this anger.
All this anger.
Under the nose, I'm so angry.
I am just so angry.
Under the mouth, and I have a right to be angry.
I have a right to be angry.
Collarbone, how could he do this?
How could he do this?
Under the arm, how could he do this?
How could he do this?
Top of the head, all this anger and rage.
All this anger and rage.
Eyebrow, it's safe to feel it.
It's safe to feel it.
Side of the eye, it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Under the eye, it's safe to feel this anger.
It's safe to feel this anger.
Under the nose, and it's safe to let it go.
And it's safe to let it go.
Under the mouth, I choose to feel this anger.
I choose to feel this anger.
collarbone, and I choose to let it go.
And I choose to let it go.
Under the arm, I choose to feel this anger.
I choose to feel this anger.
Top of the head, and I choose to let it go.
And I choose to let it go.
Deep breath. What came up for you there?
That it was okay to feel this felt right. And it was okay to let it go.
Mm.
After acknowledging that it was okay to feel it.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling it, but I'm feeling like there's something that's broken loose in it.
Mm. 0 to 10, how strong is the anger?
I think it had shifted to self-anger. Hello.
There we go. There's the shift that happens. The beautiful
shift
magical
happens.
Turn. Yeah, shift happens. So tapping through the points, tell me about the self-anger.
I should have known this was happening, and I did not.
Hmm.
And for whatever reason, I didn't see it. And I don't know why I didn't see it, but it pretty much put me at ground zero for really my entire life. I had to start completely over.
Hmm.
And yeah, I'm pretty mad.
Why are you angry at yourself about that?
I can't get beyond I should have seen it. I don't know what other anger point there might be.
Say aloud, I should have seen it.
I should have seen it.
How does it feel when you say that?
Like, damn right, you should have seen it.
Tapping this out of the hand. Even though I should have seen it.
Even though I should have seen it.
And I'm so angry at myself.
And I'm so angry at myself.
Because I didn't see it.
Because I didn't see it.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I should have seen it.
Even though I should have seen it.
How did I miss it?
How did I miss it?
It was so obvious.
It was so obvious.
And I'm really angry at myself.
And I'm really angry at myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I'm so angry at myself.
Even though I'm so angry at myself.
I can't forgive myself.
I can't forgive myself.
I should have seen it.
I should have seen it.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Eyebrow, all this anger.
All this anger.
Side of the eye, I should have seen it.
I should have seen it.
Under the eye, how could I not see it?
How could I not see it?
Under the nose, I should have seen it.
I should have seen it.
Under the mouth, it was so obvious.
It was so obvious.
So many clues.
So many clues.
So many clues to what was happening.
So many clues to what was happening.
So many clues to what he was doing.
So many clues to what he was doing.
And I missed it.
And I missed it.
And I can't believe I missed it.
And I can't believe I missed it.
All these clues.
All these clues.
And all this anger.
And all this anger.
It's safe to feel it.
It's safe to feel it.
And it's safe to start forgiving myself.
And it's safe to start forgiving myself.
It's safe to start forgiving myself.
It's safe to start forgiving myself.
It's certainly time to start forgiving myself.
Certainly time to start forgiving myself.
To start getting back on track.
To start getting back on track.
Because if I don't forgive myself.
Because if I don't forgive myself.
I'm going to be running the same pattern.
I'm going to be running the same pattern.
That I've been running for 2 years.
That I've been running for 2 years.
And it's time to stop that.
And it's time to stop now.
Deep breath. How does that feel?
Like the truth.
tune into that self-anger. How does it feel?
It feels like something that I think protects me. And I know I don't need to do this. If I am angry about it, it won't happen again.
Great.
Because I'll be on the alert.
Yeah. Tapping the side of the hand. Even though I have to stay on high alert. So this never happens again. I love, accept, and forgive myself. Even though I have to stay on high alert. So this never happens again. I can't relax about relationships. And I can't relax about finances. And I have to stay on high alert. And I love, accept, and forgive myself. Eyebrow, I have to stay on high alert. Side of the eye, so this doesn't happen again. Under the eye, I can't relax. Under the nose, because I can't let this happen again. Under the mouth, I just can't let this happen again. Under the mouth, I've got to stay on high alert. Collarbone, I've got to stay on high alert. Under the arm, it's not safe to relax. Top of the head, I just can't relax. Eyebrow, what if I could relax? Side of the eye, what if I could let go? Under the eye, just a little bit. Under the nose, what if I could release all this stress? Under the mouth, all this anxiety. Collarbone, this pattern. Under the arm, of always being on high alert. Top of the head, it's safe to relax now. Deep breath. How does that feel?
Very different. I'm actually feeling in kind of a very meditative place that knows that this is a place that I can go to get this solved.
So tell me, because I know there's some people listening who are going, what are we doing tapping on a breakup? This is a financial course. Right? Tell me why this is so important to your finances.
There is something that has happened that has not allowed me to move forward financially and with my work that I'm doing. And I believe it's all tied together because I've done such deep work with tapping and other things that I know it's all related. Just as everything in the universe to me is related, the things that happen in our life are all related. And so I truly believe that this is something that is, until I get this solved, I'm not going to be able to move forward. And so I've just been bumping up this brick wall, metaphysical brick wall, trying to get through it.
Well, I think you're right. I think these events where we don't feel safe, you know, we think that it's just about relationships or we think that it's just about this aspect of our lives. But when you don't feel safe in your body, when you have a shock like this, it turns your world upside down. And it colors everything you do. It colors how you interact with every person in the world, not just relationship, but also people that might have to do with your finances, potential jobs and partners and business relationships are all colored by this idea that it's not safe to trust, right? If you go into every business meeting, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but as an example of what could happen. If I were to go into every potential partnership meeting with some part of me saying, people are going to betray you, it's not safe to trust, that's going to color the way I'm going to show up, the way the relationship is going to develop. So look out for everyone else listening, not just Sally. Look for those places in your life. We went to a specific event here, something that happened 2 years ago. It's often from these specific moments where dramatic changes happen. Sally, you know it really clearly. You say that your life has been very different the last 2 years than it was before.
Right? Really different, yeah.
So it's in healing that event and everything that surrounded it. The more specific we can be on event, the better. So let's play with it a little bit. Let's go back to the event and run that memory in your mind's eye again and feel it in your body. You're lying on the couch. You sit up, and he tells you that he's been with many women. And just tell me if that image, the memory, has changed at all. Tell me what comes up when you see that.
It's still high, but it's not as high. It's a tolerable piece of information.
And tell me what you can do from here. From what we've done, what's next for you?
I'm going to work on the self-anger aspect and the aspect of moving forward with my own stuff, not old memories.
Beautiful. You know, the same thing we did today, and you can even go back and listen to this recording and tap along with yourself again, going through this process multiple times, right? Running the event in your mind's eye. The more specific you can get on it, the more you notice the different aspects that come up. And we're always looking for aspects with any issue. So we start with the memory, and then you feel nothing in your body. Then you start feeling anger in your body. Then you feel anger towards him, then to yourself. So these are all different aspects of the issue. The more you can tap through the different aspects, find out how it is you feel, what's going on exactly, the more the memory can clear. Because the eventual goal here is for you to think back on the memory and say, it happened, right?
Yeah.
It happened. It's over. I wouldn't be surprised if, whether it's happening now or will in the future, you find some good that comes out of it. You find some strength. You find some new awarenesses. You find meaning to the events that took place. And that's the place that we want to get to. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense.
Okay. Is this a good place to stop?
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful place, and thank you. This feels like a good path.
Good. You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling in, Sally, and keep us updated on Facebook, and let me know how you're doing.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Thank you, Sally, for your honesty and bravery and courage and sharing. I hope you found that helpful. We're definitely going to be doing lots of tapping in the next 7 weeks about money-specific issues. But I'm sort of glad that we started on non-money-specific issues because I think it is important to make that point, to open up to the awareness that this is about healing our lives. And as we heal our lives, our finances improve right with them. So let's go back to the lines. And Dorothy is in California. Let's see if I muted her. Dorothy, can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm awake now. I dozed off for a while Sally was talking. It's like, oh, my, what was going on there?
So tell me what's going on tonight, Dorothy, for you.
Well, I'm just thinking of old memories. My challenge this year, I retired 2 years ago from nursing. Now I'm living on Social Security. It's not enough money. I'm taking the course to clear a lot of my money stuff because I've had a lifelong dream to have a private practice as a healer, and I've got a lot of stuff done, but I'm not putting myself out there. And I was just thinking while we were doing the work with Sally that I flashed on a time, I think I was 7 and new in a neighborhood, and all the big kids, you know, they must have been 9 or 10, or even 11, they were playing tetherball or something up the street. and I wanted to play with them, but I couldn't. I was playing horses with somebody, and I couldn't untie the dish towel from the back of my pants. And I was so embarrassed. I thought, oh, God, I look like a little kid. I don't want to be seen. How do I run away and have them see my dish towel tied to my pants? And it's like, well, gee, Dottie, here's an example of why you might not want to be seen. Just a little kid being embarrassed.
Yeah. How do you feel when you think of that memory?
A little shaky inside.
Okay. Where exactly
scared.
In your body?
In my gut, solar plexus area.
Okay.
Just in my left foot's tapping, and I sat up straighter in the chair, and it's uncomfortable. It's just uncomfortable. I don't like being this uncomfortable.
And what's the emotion?
I just want to run away. Anxiety, I think. Just
okay.
Uncomfortable.
Tapping on the side of the hand, even though I just want to run away.
I just want to run away.
And I feel all this anxiety in my body.
I feel all this anxiety in my body.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I just want to run away.
Even though I just want to run away and hide.
And hide. I feel all this anxiety.
I feel all this anxiety.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though when I think of what happened.
Even though I think of what happened.
When I think of this old memory.
I think of this old memory.
It makes me want to run away and hide.
It makes me want to run away and hide. I hate being teased.
I hate being teased.
I hate being teased.
And it's keeping me stuck today.
And it's keeping me stuck today.
It's keeping me from being out there.
It's keeping me from being out there.
From doing my good work in the world.
From doing my good work in the world.
Because I want to run away.
Because I want to run away.
Because I want to hide.
Because I want to hide.
And I love, accept, and forgive myself.
And I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Eyebrow, I just want to run away.
I just want to run away.
Side of the eye, I want to hide.
I want to hide.
Under the eye, I want to run away.
I want to run away.
Under the nose, this old memory.
This old memory. Yawn.
Under the mouth, this old memory.
This old memory.
Collarbone, I can see myself as a 7-year-old.
I can see myself as a 7-year-old.
Under the arm, being so embarrassed.
Being so embarrassed.
Top of the head, I can see myself being so embarrassed.
I can see myself being so embarrassed.
Eyebrow, and I've held on to this embarrassment.
And I've held on to this embarrassment.
Side of the eye, and all this anxiety.
And all this anxiety.
Under the eye for way too long.
For way too long.
Under the nose, and I wonder if I can let it go now.
And I'm wondering if I can let it go now.
Under the mouth, I wonder if I can release this memory.
I wonder if I can release this memory.
From every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
It's safe to release this memory.
It's safe to release this memory.
From every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
And I choose to release this memory.
And I choose to release this memory.
From every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Right now.
Right now.
Deep breath. A few, one or two yawns there?
Just a few. Wow.
Tune into the anxiety and tell me how you're feeling.
Much calmer. Much calmer. And I think back to that time and it's like, oh dear, she's in such a quandary here. I'm disconnected from a lot of the emotion.
So run that memory in your mind's eye again. And,
okay.
You know, we always want to test the work that we're doing. We clear it and then we go back and go, okay, is it all gone? Is there anything else to address?
Well, I've always run from being confronted and teased. And I've never stood up for myself and looked somebody in the eye and say, hey, cut it out. And it's like my inclination now is just to say, well, okay, so I'm little and I've got a towel stuck to my pants. Somebody take it off so I can play ball with you. it's like something definitely shifted.
So I want you to start thinking about present day, and you talked about getting your healing work out in the world. Just start envisioning some of that happening and see how that feels.
It feels better, but there's still a fear because I weigh 350 pounds and I wear a lot of something to be criticized about. And I can just hear hecklers saying, well, wait just a minute here. How could you be a healer when you weigh so much? I'm not going to believe a word you say.
Mm. I didn't know there were hecklers around in these parts.
Well, you know, it feels like a heckler rather than just a question, a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
A little defensive I am, I think.
Mm. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's some more to work on. We have a whole week on standing out in the world.
Oh, good, good, good.
So, you can certainly tap on it before that.
Yeah.
One of the things that you can do is my favorite ways of tapping, especially on financial stuff and things we want to do in the world, is to just imagine ourselves doing it in the same way that you just did. So what happened when you imagined it for a few seconds? A heckler came up, right? Just tapping through, seeing that, and actually bringing it to life. You know, it's not like we're visualizing and we're going to manifest a heckler coming at us, right?
Uh-huh.
But see yourself working with someone, whatever situation, whatever that heckler is, hear what they say, tapping through the points, feeling what they say, releasing that expectation and that tension and that anger, and you'll find that the picture starts changing. It starts changing where you can now, the idea is to comfortably see yourself being out in the world. You know, if you can't visualize it, you can't do it, right? Would you say that's fair?
Yes.
But if you see a heckler, that if you see fear, that if you see anxiety, just when you sit at home thinking about it, you're going to find a way for it not to happen.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like you've been pretty good at finding ways for it not to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though I'm sure none of it is related to the quality of your healing, to the love, to the care, to the difference that you can make in the world if you cleared these blocks.
Yeah.
Would you say it's fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is this a good place to stop?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, Dorothy, and keep us updated on how you're doing.
You bet.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to the Twin Cities, and it looks like Brooke is in the Twin Cities. Brooke, can you hear me? Is it Brooke?
Hello?
Hi, Brooke. Can you hear me?
I'm not sure why it says Brooke. My name is Belle,
okay.
I'm in Michigan now. So I'm glad I checked.
I'm glad you started talking. All right. Sometimes there's a mix-up in the system, so here we are. What did you say your name was again?
I go by Belle.
By Belle. It's kind of funny that it's like Brooke and Beau. You know, it's pretty close together.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't even know who Brooke is. So.
Well, Brooke's phone line is somehow mixed up with yours. Are you a 612 area code?
I am a 612 area code, but I'm now living in Michigan.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Here we are. We're talking. So,
yep.
Beau, what's going on tonight? How can I help?
You know, for me, the thing that really strikes me is where my big issue comes in with money is I struggle with it. And there are times it does feel really, really hard to make it. And I work in an industry where I actually make less than the average person who does the same thing as I do. And what I discovered was one night last week, I had a super day, just a really great day. And I remember before the day was even over, it was like, boy, wouldn't that be cool if I could do that again tomorrow or even, like, all the time? And I caught, for the first time, I actually caught myself going, you can't do that. It's never happened before. That's not even possible. And I realized that I'm creating all kinds of sabotage there. And so, for me, that's really the thing. It's the point of even if I make it, I'm not going to be able to keep it. I'm not going to be able to continue with that. You know, the momentum won't stick.
How does it feel when you talk about this?
Kind of scary. I'm not sure how to put it. There's frustration. There's like, excuse my language. Like, what the hell? It's really what comes to mind. Like, why is this?
So why is it? Where does this belief come from that you're not going to be able to make it stick, make it happen?
Yeah.
How long have you felt this way?
You know, honestly, probably most of my life.
Okay.
When I think about it, there is a memory that pops up, and I'm not sure how it relates, but I've learned not to question that too much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what that is, this is going to date me very badly. During my marriage in my 20s, I was married to a very abusive, very controlling man. And I was working three jobs to actually pay the bills while he worked one semi-part-time job and didn't do much else. But he would meet me at the end of each week with his hand open to take my check. And ATM cards had just become one of those things that were available to people. Like I said, I'm dating myself. And I stopped and actually, you know, I had one of these cards and I stopped at the bank and took $10 out, which at that time they charged us, you know, even directly from your own bank, they would charge you like $5 or something or $2.50. I don't remember. It was like a lot of money compared to the 10 that I took out of the bank. And I remember my now ex-husband lost his mind. He just went crazy screaming at me. How stupid are you? What do you think you're doing going into my bank account when it was actually a joint account? And I provided the majority of the money in it. And it's like there's something about that. Gosh, I haven't thought about that in forever, but that's what came to mind was that incident with you know, the ATM machine, you know, actually taking money out that I had earned, but was, you know, by the time I was done, I was really quite afraid because he had quite a violent temper. And that's what's coming to mind. It's kind of a strange one.
So how does it feel when you think of that memory?
Now I get angry.
Okay. Who are
now,
you angry at?
You know, him, I think. I'm sorry. I was
no, it's
just,
okay. Where do you feel the anger in your body?
Oh, that's like right there in my gut.
Okay. You know, sometimes we also, what I love about the question of, you know, where do you feel the anger in your body is that we don't always have to know exactly who it's at and what it is. We can just go, I don't know, I have this memory and I feel this anger and I don't know what's going on here and how it's related, but like you said, it's related in some way, so let's tap on it. How strong is the anger, 0 to 10?
It's just about an 8.
Okay. All right, tapping the side of the hand. Even though I feel all this anger in my gut. I love, accept, and forgive myself. Even though I'm so angry at him. I'm angry at money. I'm angry at ATM machines.
I'm really angry at ATM machines.
I'm angry at myself.
Oh, I'm angry at myself.
And I love, accept, and forgive myself. Even though I have all this anger in my body. I love, accept, and forgive myself. Even though I have all this anger in my gut. I love, accept, and forgive myself. Eyebrow, this anger in my body. Side of the eye, this anger in my gut. Under the eye, this anger at him. This anger at money. This anger at ATM machines. This anger at myself. All this anger in my body. All this anger in my gut. I wonder what it's really all about.
I wonder what it's really all about.
I wonder why this memory came up.
I wonder why this memory came up.
And I wonder how this is affecting me today.
And I wonder how this is affecting me today.
I wonder what this is all about.
I wonder what this is all about.
And I wonder if I can let it go.
And I wonder if I can let it go.
I wonder what this is all about.
I wonder what this is all about.
And I wonder if I can let it go.
And I wonder if I can let it go.
Deep breath. What came up for you there?
It's interesting. Anger actually spiked, which is not uncommon for me. And then it came down. And I think there's probably more anger directed at myself now that I look at it. There's definitely some towards him as well, but it was the thought that came up is, how can I be so stupid? You know, to tolerate that, to live like that, to remain in that. It's like, you know, so that's really the big thing. I'm actually probably more at peace than I've been all week right now. So it definitely has had, but yeah, it was different.
So tell me about the anger towards yourself.
The relationship is incredibly abusive to the point that it's not something I'm going to repeat in a public forum because everyone's going to be tapping. But I stayed and I stayed and I kept trying to get it right. And I'm not even sure why I did. You know, looking back now, of course, it's 20-some years later and I have a different perspective, and I would be horrified if my child was in that. And I'm looking at it, like, how is this so stupid? Why would I stay in that? Why would I put up with that? And it's, you know, really at that point, I'm just feeling really, really stupid.
And tell me how this is affecting what's going on today for you, what you brought up in the first place.
You know, for me, it was that point of no matter what I earned, I didn't get to keep it. It wasn't mine. It didn't belong to me. And so, of course, it would make sense now that in one way or another, I would sabotage it, even if it's just with that thought of, you can't keep doing that. Because actually, I'm not sure that it feels safe to keep doing that. You know, if I keep making money, who's going to come and take it or use it against me even?
So hone in on that belief. If you keep making money, and actually imagine that. So imagine whatever the next steps are in your financial ladder, climbing up a couple rungs, whatever that looks like. What happens when you do that?
Wow. Panic. Like my heart is actually racing, and it's like, my whole body just went tap.
Okay. So tell me, tapping through the points, tell me about the panic.
It's like, of course, just having been in an abusive marriage, and probably not surprising, I had an incredibly abusive childhood with a very manipulative mother who, two of her four children are still contributing to her finances because she chooses not to handle her own. there's a lot there. And I don't want to give her any money, to be very, very honest. If she didn't take care of me, why should I take care of her now? And I don't want to give it to her. And there's that thought. It's like, if I make this, she's going to expect me to give it to her. And if I don't, is that fair to my other siblings? Is it going to cause problems between us, which rationally I know it won't? And then, of course, there's always that issue of going toe-to-toe with mom. I don't want to give her my money.
So making money isn't just about you making money. It's pretty complicated.
No. Yeah, it's very complicated. Wow, way more complicated than I thought it was.
All right, tapping on the side of the hand.
Okay.
Even though I feel all this panic in my body.
Even though I feel all this panic in my body.
When I think about making more money.
When I think about making more money.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
And everyone else listening, do that same little visualization. See yourself climbing up the next couple rungs of the financial ladder. See how it feels. Even though I feel all this panic in my body.
Even though I feel all this panic in my body.
When I think about making more money.
When I think about making more money.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though I feel all the stress and panic in my body.
Even though I feel all the stress and panic in my body.
When I think about making more money.
When I think about making more money.
What will my mom think?
What will my mom think?
What will she say?
What will she say?
What will my siblings think?
What will my siblings think?
What will they say?
What will they say?
If I make more money.
If I make more money.
Eyebrow, all this panic.
All this panic.
Side of the eye, this panic in my body.
This panic in my body.
Under the eye, all this panic in my body.
All this panic in my body.
Under the nose, all this panic in my body.
All this panic in my body.
Under the mouth, it's safe to feel this panic.
It's safe to feel this panic.
Collarbone, it's safe to acknowledge what's going on.
It's safe to acknowledge what's going on.
Under the arm, that this is a complicated situation.
This is a complicated situation.
Top of the head, that's keeping me stuck.
That's keeping me stuck.
Eyebrow, I can see so clearly.
I can see so clearly.
Everything that's keeping me stuck.
Everything that's keeping me stuck.
All these things around money.
All these things around money.
All this panic and anxiety.
All this panic and anxiety.
I can see it clearly.
I can see it clearly.
And I can heal it.
And I can heal it.
It's safe to relax around money.
It's safe to relax around money.
It's safe to relax around making more money.
It's safe to relax around making more money.
And to release all this panic from my body.
And to release all this panic from my body.
Deep breath. So what came up for you there?
Interesting. The statement, it's safe to release it, actually felt a little bit scary. It started to go down, but that first moment that we, you know, it's safe to let it go. It's like, no, it's not.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, but it's like, I don't have to do anything with it. I don't want to do with it. You know, if I want to give her money, that's my business. If I don't, that's my business too. And the truth is, no, my siblings are not going to judge me, period. You know, we've had many conversations on this topic. So
this is a little different than what you were saying 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. You know, they're not going to hold it against me. They're not going to criticize me. They're not going to judge me. They're, you know, they get it.
So let's go back
yeah,
to...
Yeah, there was a definite shift there.
Wonderful. And I love these, you know, it's important to note these cognitive shifts, because otherwise it's like, you're just kind of like, oh no, you know, I feel great about things. It's like, wait a second.
Yes.
This was a big shift. So let's go back and test it and see yourself climbing up the rungs of the financial ladder.
It's a little better. It's a little better.
Okay. How's the panic?
not so much panic as a level of anxiousness, but not my body isn't. My body's actually still pretty relaxed, and my heart is not racing. So that was a big shift, actually. Now that we look at that piece.
So tell me what's left.
What's left? For me, what I'll do is obviously go back and re-listen to this and tap some more, because there's definitely plenty there. And to start looking at it from, you know what, if I don't want to give my mom my money, maybe I need to tap on you saying no and being okay with the no in there.
Absolutely.
And probably going back and dealing with the anger and whatever that was, with, you know, just feeling a little stupid and choices, and maybe seeing that from a little different perspective as well.
That sounds like quite a good plan.
I hope so. It feels like a good one.
Good, good. Is this a good place to stop?
This is a great place to stop. Thank you so much, Mac.
You are so welcome. Thanks for calling in, and keep us updated with how you're doing.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to wrap up with doing sort of a group tapping together. Let's wrap up all the great things that have happened this evening, consolidate them, do some tapping, and leave you on this first week of the 7-week program feeling great. So go ahead and wherever you are, just take a deep breath in. Just feel yourself really grounded in time and space. Feeling into the feet, rooted in the body. Feeling gratitude towards yourself for making it here tonight, for taking the time to listen in, for taking the time to make this commitment to change your life. And we're going to do some general tapping on this first week, everything that has been going on, all these breakthroughs, insights, the things to tap on, clearing them, feeling strong and grounded. So tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point. Even though I'm finding all these financial things, all these limiting beliefs, all this emotion, all these memories, all these events. And sometimes it feels a little overwhelming to think of all the work that I have to do. I choose to know I can do this. I choose to be grateful towards myself, toward this powerful tool that can help me change my financial destiny. Even though there's so much still on the credit chop point, even though there's so much going on in my life right now, I choose to feel safe, calm, and centered. Even though there are so many things to work on, to break through, so many changes that I want to make, I choose to know I'm on the right track. I'm in the right place at the right time. I choose to believe in myself again, in my ability to manifest magic and miracles, in my ability to find more, deeper, personal fulfillment and make a real difference in this world. Eyebrow, feeling safe and grounded in my body. Side of the eye, knowing I'm in the right place at the right time. Under the eye, knowing that I can clear all these challenges. Under the nose, heal all these memories. Under the mouth, and rewrite my financial future. Collarbone, it's time to feel safe in my body again. Under the arm, it's time to feel strong in my body again. top of the head. It's time to feel safe with my finances. Eyebrow, and create a new destiny. Side of the eye, releasing any stress. Under the eye, any overwhelm. Under the nose, and feeling strong and confident in my body. Under the mouth, choosing to know. Collarbone, that I have all I need within me. Under the arm, to rewrite my financial destiny. Top of the head, right now. Deep breath in. And let it go. And just take a moment to feel that strength in your body. Feel that gratitude. Feel that confidence in yourself, in this process, in what you're here to do, in the difference you're here to make in your own life, the lives of the people you love, and in the world. Feel that strength. Feel that gratitude.